Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Cattle future today under significant pressure again. They continue to leak lower here on these feeder cattle contracts and live cattle as well and everything but the June. But the June live cattle were the only green cattle contract up 7 at 131.57. The August 47 lower at 131.55. The October live cattle down 57 at 137.42. So a little bit weaker here. Technically speaking, we made new lows on the August live cattle. So significantly off the highs, about $10 off the highs and reaching the lowest levels we've seen since the beginning of November at this point. So a lot of weakness there, a lot of surprised weakness, I guess you would say. You know, the fact that they keep getting weaker in the price of these feed, the feed that they're feeding these cattle is so high that the cattle market is not also moving higher due to lower weights. Feeder cattle were down 72 in May at 153.40. They expire next Thursday. Now, the index is currently 153.46. We're pretty much the same there. August down $1.27 here at 163.92. That's new lows there as well. We had a late on feed report today at 2 o'clock or after the close. 102 on feed. The estimate was 101.3. Placements 99%, where we were looking for 95.4. So that's bearish. Marketings are 98%. Estimates are also 98%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, the wheat futures continue to slide today with the July Kansas City down 42.5 cents at 12.52¾. If you look at the chart, yes, we have sold off over $1 off the high just four trading days ago, but we are well off the lows. Back in February, we were below $8. I think the low back in the actual low back in the 1st of February was maybe like 7.60 or so back on February 3rd. So way off the lows, but also a dollar off the high. So there's still some room to go down. Technically speaking, there's some moving averages to meet around $12. There's a support line around 11.75 or so if you just draw a line across the bottom of the lows. So there's still room to go down at this point. And with harvest starting in the southern plains in southwest Oklahoma and north Texas, I've heard some yields that were pretty low, but they were expected to be low. Test weights were good. Moisture was dry, so the harvest looks like it's going to move right along here. Not a whole lot of machines moving. There's not a whole lot of them here, a lot less than normal, which would also be expected. The beans today were actually the one strong contract. We were up 14¾ in July at 17.05. November beans up 7¼. Corn was down 3 to 4 cents. Today's cotton futures were down. So December cotton was down 304 at 125.18.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial
condition. That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.